I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Major is here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Major, this is something I've never shared with you before. This show has an advisory council, and we meet once a month.
Otherwise known as the Stars Chamber, right?
Yeah. We meet once a month, and yeah. We had a meeting on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And the council wanted to address one person in particular.
Yes.
And it was you.
Put me on double secret probation, I'm gathering.
And it was you. And disgusting, vile, unforgivable. Dave, you're on the committee. You're on the council, excuse me.
Yes, thank you.
With Major's comments suggesting if you could have any cookie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And you picked the worst cookie of all, oatmeal raisin. And the advisory council voted.
Demonstrably not the worst cookie ever.
Yeah. 10-0 to not allow you on your normal Friday 12:30.
There was no debate either. No debate.
There was no doubt. So some of us voted to end your appearances. I won't say who.
Unanimous vote. It took about 13 seconds.
It was unanimous.
Right?
So. Yeah. This is your sanction that you're saddled with Wednesday at 107. So I want you to be warned that the council.
What do you guys, snickerdoodle sycophants or whatever?
We just like any alliteration. So the fact that you went with the double S there, sure. Yes, exactly.
Say that 10 times fast, listeners.
Exactly. Some of us, Major, like to be across a room, okay? And then you see something that is alluring and is delicious and is rewarding. Right. And you walk over and you're, there it is. There is the epitome of a cookie, a chocolate chip cookie. And then you bite in and there's the utter contempt of those failed raisins. Failed grapes, and they're fail. I mean, we like foods, Dave. We like foods that flourish and succeed.
I see.
Major likes foods that fail and turn into another type of food.
It's a great cookie. It's a great cookie.
Gosh. We will move on.
I'm standing on this. I am not backing down. It's a great cookie.
I think there's a better chance the Middle East will have peace for the next 500 years than we'll ever agree on that last comment. Speaking of the Middle East, let's make the transition to a man I like to call the President of the United States. He's on the road again yesterday. Mm-hmm. He is going to talk about affordability. And I think outside of calling it a hoax for a few minutes, he moved on to other topics, including this particular set of words from the President of the United States.
We only take people from countries, right? Why can't we have some people from Norway, Sweden, just a few? Let us have a few. From Denmark, do you mind sending us a few people? Send us some nice people, do you mind? But we always take people from Somalia, places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime.
The president, when there were reports, I think it was 2018, Major, when he supposedly had said the asshole comments, there was a lot of pushback on it. No, the president would never say that. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not even hiding it. He's not even hiding it. And when he gets off the prompter, to me, there's a lot of truth. There's a lot of the reality of what the president truly feels about issues. And he was belittling a lot of groups last night, including that soundbite that we just played.
So I think this observation I'm about to make may resonate with members of the audience. My people on my mother's side are Scandinavian. They came from Sweden. I was lucky enough to make it to Ellis Island, look through the records, and see the signature of my great-grandfather, Carl Valdemar Alfred Anderson, who came to America through Ellis Island from Gothenburg, Sweden. When he arrived in America, like many of the Swedes who either moved to Minnesota or Illinois, they were not regarded, Chad, as necessarily the best arrivals in America. Polish immigrants to this country often regarded as less than intelligent, derogatorily spoken of. Right behind Poles were Swedes. I grew up with my parents, my mother, and her sisters, my aunts, telling me that in the neighborhood they grew up in, Moline, the Swedish community was routinely referred to as dumb Swedes. All of them. Dumb Swedes who could only do the most basic factory jobs because they were too dumb to do anything else. Not true. Not a typical slander in American life with immigrants who were regarded as some shape or form unwelcome here, but not really embraced. I only point that out to say the name checked countries from the president of the United States might have fallen into the other category that he used most derogatorily last night and has used in the past. Okay. That is the story of the American immigrant experience, pro and con. Yes, people who come to America from, if not dire straits, more close to dire straits than not, come here because we are an example of something deeply aspirational. And we say it to ourselves. America is a place where the human heart that aspires to something better can be welcomed and can make real. We believe it because there are plenty of examples of that. And guess what? Some of the people who most ardently hope for things to be better are in places where things are really not so good. It's true of my paternal great-grandfather. It's true of many people who have come to Minnesota from Somalia. That does not blanketly condemn them, and it does not blanketly celebrate them all. It's just a complicated human experience that America is a magnet, oftentimes for people in the greatest stress. And we welcome them because we believe leaving that stress behind makes them even more motivated to make a great way for themselves in this country. And we have countless examples of that. My great-grandfather, just one of millions.
A prime example why you're such a tremendous guest. That was an outstanding answer. Let me just add to this, because I started the show, again, talking about the fraud, which has been an...
real issue. Absolutely.
Extraordinarily unacceptable in this state. And a reminder, when people talk about it at $1 billion, the last interim U.S. attorney, when he was last on with us, Major, about 6 weeks ago or so, he scoffed at that and said, oh, it's not a billion. We're headed to at least $2 billion. So all those involved in this fraud deserve the fullest force of our legal system. But I just want to point a picture to someone who's living in a war-torn country such as Somalia or other locations. And they have, and I'll use your word, aspirations for a life of promise and hope and opportunity for themselves, for their husband, for their wife, for their children, and somehow, some way, they're able to get to this amazing country, clear cut, in my opinion, the greatest country on the planet. And they become members of our community. Maybe they're an attorney. Maybe they're a teacher. Maybe they're a baker. Maybe they're somebody who works at a golf course. Whatever they might be. And they're your neighbor. They're your friend that you see out and about walking their dog. And now, because other individuals from the same country are convicted criminals, and we should not step away from that story and questions, but because individuals from your country act in a way completely unlike you, we now have the president of the United States lumping all of them together. There's an excellent profile on Tom Emmer, who you know well, is number three in the House, the most prominent Republican in this state, from his district that is significant in a Somali population, how early in his run as a congressman was welcoming Somalis, working with Keith Ellison, then a congressman, to highlight the success of Somalis, who now looks the other way when this repugnant generalizing is saying. It's not that difficult to evaluate individuals on their own, and we all should be reminded to do that every single day.
Yeah, and what the president has done, and this is not a revelation, what I'm about to say, is he has made for his own use, judging by group, tolerable in American politics, something that we had a very unpleasant history of for a very long time. The Civil Rights era brought us out of that, the entire country, segregation, Jim Crow, slavery before that, judging by a group. We worked our way through that, not only politically, intellectually, culturally, and in our own conversation. President Trump has re-injected something longstanding in American politics, but that we had worked out of our American political system, judging by the group, meaning there are not individuals. There's not individual right and wrong. There is group wrong and group blame and group shame in order to mobilize other parts of a political constituency. We have a longer history with that than we have not, but we have had in my lifetime mostly a history where we did not do that, or those politicians who tried to engage in that were shunned. Trump has repopularized that, and that was more than evident in Pennsylvania.
Last thing on this, a Republican state senator, Jim Abler, was on the show the other day. He wrote a letter to the president. This is a fellow Republican who said, come to the state, meet some of these individuals, including meet some of these individuals who voted for you. Have a meal with them. Spend an hour with these individuals, because there are plenty of Somalis in this state who believe so much in the president, they voted for him, and now because of others, on an incredibly legitimate active illegal behavior that is not done. So I'm not trying to downplay that at all. But instead, as you said, it is the broad brush. It is, you all look the same, so I'm going to tie you together, and either people within the party who know this is not right are either afraid for their own future or who act like they haven't heard it, and that is just political cowardice. Major. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the thing that would be able to make that meeting happen is if the individuals in the Somali community in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area were to have a really popular reality TV show and lots of ratings, then they could come to the White House and Trump would meet with them,
right,
as he did with Zoran Mamdani. Okay? Because Zoran Mamdani was a 9/11 loving communist until he won, and a phalanx of television cameras trailed him to Washington to meet with the president. He stands next to the president, and the president pats him on the back and says, you're great. You're going to be a wonderful mayor. Everything's wonderful.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's driven by, at least in some aspects of Trump's worldview.
Major Garrett returns in moments on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get back to what is taking place with the attacks on the boats leaving Venezuela. The president, the defense secretary, and others contending that these are narco boats, these are filled with drugs, and we are saving thousands, if not millions, of lives. Christy Noem, the Homeland Security director, suggested with no proof at all a couple weeks ago that over 45 million American lives have been saved. And obviously we were having the conversation the last couple weeks about what happened on a boat that was damaged in early September. Two survivors and then another strike, and they were killed. And will the footage be released? Certain members of a select committee saw it, very differing reports. Now we see yesterday where the Republican chairman of the House Armed Service Committee saying that he planned to end the inquiry into this. So where are we headed with the story? And is it possible that Representative Mike Rogers is right, that he's going to be able to end the further investigation?
Well, he sure can. I mean, you know, House committee chairmen can investigate what they want and not investigate what they don't want to investigate. And trust me, the briefings that happened in the House only occurred because the Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Roger Wicker, set things in motion for the Senate to be briefed. And because he expressed a curiosity curdled with some concern about what the legality of all of this was, and he wanted to get full-dressed briefings on this, the House did not want to be left out of that equation. The House did not want to look so devoted to President Trump and the Pentagon that it wouldn't even ask a question or two. But as soon as it got a sufficient number of answers and the House Republican Conference basically said, well, we're okay with this, they can shut it down. That doesn't mean things are going to be shut down on the Senate side. What's most interesting this week is the president has now gone back on his confident declaration last week. Yeah, we'll release the video. Now he's like, I don't know. Well,
right.
What?
Yeah, when Rachel Scott.
These are righteous attacks. If there is nothing questionable about them in terms of tactics or strategy or legality, and understand this, to ask these questions is not to criticize or condemn any of the operators who were part of it. They're following orders. And
exactly.
In a post 9/11 scenario, which this now is, ladies and gentlemen, these drug boats are attached to
drug cartels that have been branded by the Trump administration as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs, though there's no authorization that covers this, like there was in Afghanistan, Iraq, ISIS, and other things, all post 9/11, they are using that old, long since 9/11 authorization for that military campaign to legalize this one. Because they're saying they're very similar to Al-Qaeda or ISIS and the like. No one would agree that they are, but that's the legal basis. So to ask these questions is not to say someone, and I've never used the phrase war crime. I believe that is a very specific thing that you only use when you're certain or near certain about that. I don't talk about it that way. I just think we should ask questions as a country about if there are survivors and could they reasonably do anything other than survive and cling to what remains of a boat, even if it did have drugs on it, and quite clearly this one did, the September 2nd one, is it consistent with our own policy, our own understanding of just warfare, to kill them when they're clinging to some remnants of a blown-up boat? I think that's I think it's an important question to come down on and answer authoritatively. And if we do think that is correct, by what part of our Pentagon manual and our understanding of the rules of war do we say that? And are we comfortable, and this is the most important next part, with that standard being applied to any American or any member of our services engaged anywhere else on the planet in anything approximating combat? Because if we are, we're inviting that treatment against anyone from this country, militarized or not.
Let's finish with Major. Again, Major Garrett with us. Check out The Takeout. It is brilliant. It is a must. I consume it daily. Sign up for that podcast. We have another deadline for Zelensky and Ukraine. The president suggested early in the week that Zelensky had not read his proposal, which is just preposterous. Yeah. And also, what is now going on between this administration and what they're telling us about the European Union and the, you know, continued criticism of they're not in this fight like we are, and threats on money and the America First idea. So on both those points, is there any reason to believe this deadline is any more credible than other ones? And in the next year or two, what's going to take place, this relationship with our country and the EU?
So it's an interesting question, made even more interesting by the national security strategy released by the White House this week, which questions American engagement with Europe and basically denounces Europe as a place that has lost its way by inviting too many immigrants into its various nations within Europe. The identity of Europe is being either diluted or watered down or erased, if you listen to the president's language. And that's a problem for America, getting itself basically involved in domestic European politics at a very granular level. That shadows negotiations with Ukraine, because Ukraine needs not just allies from Europe, but a sense that America is going to be nominally supportive of whatever Europe decides to do vis-a-vis Ukraine. That's now slightly in question. I'm not sure it's dramatically in question, but things are, in the last month or so, have gotten more, not less complicated for the Ukrainians, trying to understand where Europe is ultimately going to land and how much backing, wherever it lands, is going to have from the United States.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What kind of tipper are you? Where do you draw the line? Where do you stop? Related to the holidays. I would say, Dave, during the year, normal areas at a restaurant or other places where you can tip, I think I have a pretty decent tip. You know, I don't think, you know, there needs to be a statue put up of me, but I'm pretty good in that area.
Could you get maybe something from FIFA?
Well, I did finish second. Not a lot of people realize that, but on the Peace Prize, I did finish a distant second. Part of it is I saw the statue and said, get that thing away from me.
The word is they're going to actually have an inaugural tipping prize next time the World Cup rolls around, so we'll put your name in the hat.
All right, early texter says, restaurant and haircut only tip. Okay, you have to tip at a restaurant. Okay, you have a notorious reputation as a disastrous tipper. All throughout the Western Hemisphere, you're known as a terrible tipper. At a typical restaurant, what are you at? Like 3%, 4%? What's your normal tip?
I don't know where you're catching this. This is all fake news, Chad.
Okay.
I'm a not great, but a good restaurant tipper. 20% is the standard.
Yep.
And I
should be.
I hate doing it.
Okay. For me, yesterday, haircut. Nice of you to comment. You could have said, hey, nice haircut, yeah.
I didn't. If my mom always told me, Chad, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Wow. And I left a nice tip for my guy, Tony, who's been cutting my hair for 19 years. Left him a tip. Now, it was around the holidays. Should I have moved that above and beyond? I don't even want to tell you what I'm paying for my haircut. You would, you might have cardiac arrest, and Dan Cook would want to come in. So it's a nice chunk of change already, and he's brilliant at what he does. Okay, so should when you see people who, let's say, you normally see and receive some sort of service, and it's near whatever you celebrate, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you got, should you go above and beyond?
No. I don't think that's necessary, even if it's somebody that you've got a guy, you got a hair guy. I think if you're giving a nice tip each time you show up throughout the year, I think that's fine.
I think we have a texter who must listen to our show and Common Show. And our guy Brian Oak is on right now. And he's very mad because he said, what a fraud Oak is. He likes the snow. We have it in the record. He's against the rains down in Africa. Okay. It's a very funny text. The problem is, you know, it's here. So I'd love to get Oak back on the show, but Oak's kind of busy right now. Now, a texter says, now regarding restaurants, the real question is, do you tip on the pre-tax or post-tax total at a restaurant? The texter says the correct answer is pre-tax. This could be Kyle Sheely checking in again. This could be. Because Kyle was adamant isn't strong enough, Dave, how insistent he was that it has to be that. I just look at the total and I tip on that. Am I just lazy? Am I giving too much? Do you do the pre-tax? Because I'm thinking you're a prime suspect to do that.
Not only do I do pre-tax, I usually subtract the last couple items on the bill because we didn't really want those that much. Come on. No, I absolutely do pre-tax, and if I had it my way, we would have an entire new taxing system or tipping system in restaurants where you wouldn't tip by percentage of the total bill. You would tip by the number of items ordered.
Okay, now here is a stylist checking in. My hair clients usually tip the cost of a haircut for Christmas. So if your haircut is hypothetically $50, they usually give you $100. I have great customers.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that, Dave Harrigan?
Fools.
That's a lot to double up. I mean, so I'm very good. Well, I don't know, am I very good? I'm good friends with Tony. Did he feel terrible when I didn't tip him the entire cost of the haircut yesterday?
He may have. It seems like that's what the stylist community expects, but I think we, yeah, as the getting the haircut community, we need to stand up to that.
Yeah, that's a lot. Tipping your valet driver. Okay, what is the scenario where Dave Harrigan will actually park and use a valet?
I mean, you know, I walk about a mile to and from my car every day here to work. You think I'm getting a valet? If I have somebody in the passenger seat with two broken legs, I'm still telling them, get those crutches. Let's make it work. We're hoofing it down from the ramp, my man.
Those canes are in the car, yep, for a reason. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
Now, how about this one? Chad, I've seen you in person. If you pay more than $30 for a haircut, you're crazy. I mean, that was nice, don't you think?
I mean, ball don't lie, right?
Yeah. No, it does lie. I'm not saying I'm Clooney, but my guy with the mediocre hair I have does an excellent job.
That's true. With what you present to him, what he's able to pull off is... it's beyond a miracle.
Yeah. It's thin. It's like two of my kids, Hunter and Quentin, have thick, phenomenal hair. Yeah,
they got that from mom.
And Kathleen doesn't have that thick of hair either. Certainly thicker than mine. And if I could trade hair with them today and give them my thinner hair, this is nominated myself for Father of the Year, I'd do it in a second. in a millisecond. Hunter, tough break. You've got my hair. Like, Hunter has, like, scale of 0 to 10. His hair is like a 9, and he wears a ball cap all the time and doesn't really care about it. I'm just jealous.
Well, you know what? Hunter doesn't need his hair anymore. He's married. He's done.
Yeah. Now, I'm 60, and I have plenty of hair. Clearly, it's not as bountiful as it was at 40, but at 60, I'm ahead of the game for most guys with hair.
You've got coverage.
Yeah, I have plenty of coverage. There's no doubt. But is it fair for me to say I would like my two sons? Griffin has thinner hair like me, although he's got the long hair. He's a little Tommy Fleetwood. He's a little Jesus looking. He's got very long hair, better than mine. Is it fair for me to say I would take their hair if I could?
It's fine.
Yeah. Who else do you tip around the holidays? Do you tip the Amazon person? Do you tip the mailman? If you have somebody who's helping out the kids, if you have the teachers, who else do you tip? And what is absurd when you hear people who participate in this, or what is absurd if they don't participate, because we're talking holiday tipping? Let me know. Plenty of texts coming in. Let's get more. 651-461-9226. I don't tip my insurance agent, Amber Scholl. I pay plenty. I mean, when I tout Amber and her team, teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com, American Family. I'm not saying if you switch from a smaller group or a bigger group, with Amber, it's basically free. No, we're all going to pay money. I'm just saying they have a chance to save you money and give you better coverage. And you also are allowed to reach out to teamscholl.com with American Family and my friend Amber and say, guess what? The insurance I have right now is better, but you should check. We're spending a lot of money on a car, on a motorcycle, on a condo, a house, a cabin, a snowmobile, whatever you have where you need insurance. So go with someone who's a quality person like Amber. Don't just go with a 1-800 number. That's ridiculous. And have somebody with the team. Reach out today, teamscholl.com. Jim Peterson, next hour at the start on the Wolves with a decent record, but how many games have they played great? And does anybody believe right now the way they're playing is good enough to do something in playoffs? Because the answer is no. Now we can add, we've had a pattern with the Wolves the last few years where they've, the first year, after the Gobert trade, right? Or right away after the Cat trade, where it took them a while to click late. Maybe that's going to happen later. Right now, they're not playing good enough. So Jim Pete, right at the start of the next hour. Mike has called in on the tipping topic. Go ahead, Mike. Thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. I listen to you guys all the time, and I hate to call you cheap, but I believe in Steve Martin had an adage in a movie called My Blue Heaven. And he said that he doesn't believe in tipping. He believes in over-tipping. And that's kind of what I feel. I give, I'm just a service guy. I work HVAC, but I give my mail carrier a little tip. I give my newspaper guy $100 for Christmas. I like to over-tip. I think it's really nice to do that.
I think you have Mr. Harrigan confused with me, because I'm a good tipper throughout the year. I just don't know if I tip as many people around Christmas time as you do, right? There have been times I've tipped those individuals, but am I consistent about it? No, I'm probably not. But like when our kids were in school, do we always get something for the teachers, or in particular for Quentin, who needed specific bus service? Kathleen and I coordinated that, and we left good tips, right?
Yeah.
Now, You said you're in the HVAC business. Is that right, Mike?
That's correct.
Should you get a tip? Like, you're involved with something, you go out to somebody's place, should you get a tip?
No, I do commercial work, and, you know, I get thank yous, offered a cup of coffee or bottle of water or something like that, and I think that's just fine, you know, on the commercial side. Maybe residential, maybe a tip for somebody that's coming out to help you if your furnace is down is more than appreciated. You know, but for me, I just I like the look on their faces when I give them a big tip. It just makes me feel good to do that. Yeah. And I figured, what's a few $100 here and there? So,
very nice. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Dave, does that change your view? Like, you know, the people, the postman, you know, somebody's taking care of Dylan. You know, give him like later today, give him like $50, $100. You'll feel better. Did that persuade you?
No. I will not feel better. I'll be thinking about my finances for the next 3 years and that $100 that should be in my pocket. But, you know, you bring up a good point for people that provide a service. Maybe we deserve a tip.
Yes. Okay, that's a very good point.
I mean, this is a free service we are giving to the people of the people of the world now that we have podcasting everywhere.
Yeah.
Streaming. Tips from around the world. We'll take dollars. We'll take Canadian dollars. We'll take pounds. We'll take euros. Whatever you got. Yen.
Well, how about this? Can I just jump in?
Yeah.
651-461-9226. If you were going to tip the two of us on the show, what would you tip us? 651-461-9226. I'd like to hear this. Augusta membership, Pine Valley membership, Cypress Point membership, free flights to Royal Melbourne. You know, what would you tip the show? That's very good.
Mr. High Roller, I'd just take a tooth from Hiawatha.
I'd take that too. Listen, in the 90s, Common and I, we tramped ourselves out and basically went on the radio and said, who wants us to come out and play golf with you? Okay. And we played a lot of golf because of that. Maybe next summer we need to bring that back with the two of us.
That sounds okay.
Because I'll still play, Common and I will still play a hoity-toity course or two together in the summer. And I just set him up in Palm Desert in a few weeks. Should I expect a tip from Common? Because I got him on an excellent golf course.
I think you should. Absolutely you should.
Yeah, I should. What are your thoughts on tipping the dog groomer? Dave Harrigan, Dylan, are you for that?
I've never had to use the dog groomer. He's not
never once.
No, he doesn't need it.
Yeah. How much do you tip if you pick up food at takeout? Now, my guess is you never do that. I never don't do that. I always tip when I pick up food.
I usually do not. I feel bad once in a while. See, I try to, if you're ordering food online, you try to pay in advance so you can just pick up, boom, you're out. But if I have to pick it up and pay there, every once in a while I get suckered into it.
Yeah, you don't like it though, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't. I'm paying for the food that you made. You didn't bring it to me. You didn't serve it to me. You simply handed me the food that I already paid you to make.
Well, but, okay, the waitress or the waiter didn't make the food either.
No, they're serving it to you. They're coming to take my order. They're taking care. They're checking back. They're doing all the things.
Get off Wallet Mountain, tip a little bit. Come on.
Believe me, my wallet isn't thick enough to be a mountain.
Let's go here. How about this person? I tip the guy who delivers my Culligan water. First of all, get out of here with Culligan water. Get the Connecticut, okay? Get the Aquarius. The dog groomer. The massage therapist, the hairstyler, and find a gift for the postal person.
Jeez.
This person is all in.
You got no money left for anyone on your gift list.
Yeah. By the way, my family does not get a single gift. That's what it should say.
Yeah.
Can we go to 5850? Is that allowed here?
You just make, it's your world. We'll just do whatever you want to
make
do.
It up, okay? This person, garbage recycling collectors, they should be tipped for sure. Okay, so I moved. Should I be more inclined to tip, or should I wait and say, I don't know if you've earned it yet?
Maybe you should hide a gift card in the bin and say, if you want it, go get it.
Let's see. Here's a tip for you. Take 2 weeks off and quit. Close hey. Circuit of Common. Yes. I'm a shipped driver. Yes, I said that correctly. I have some customers who do not tip at all. Some give 1% to 2%. I use my own car, gas, shop for the groceries, deliver them to them. Yeah, sometimes carry them to the kitchen. You should get a tip then. Now, in that case, you would help out, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I'd say, don't step into my home. I don't want to give you a tip.
Jim Peterson is next on Dave Harrigan's Cheap Radio Station.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.